Today I'm going to present Seeing AI. They've done a number of changes. Because this is a live demonstration, Seeing AI does a lot. So we'll go through and some of them I'll say, do you want to hear this? Do you want an example of this or no? And you can yay or nay and choose as we go. On the top of the screen, there's always a menu.
Menu button.
And on the right top of the screen,
Quick help button.
those are always there. Now, the help changes depending upon where you are. It's what they call context sensitive help. When you're stuck in something, feel free to go over there, and it's always usually pretty good. Now, on the bottom, they have some tabs that are always there, and there's three of them.
Selected red tab 1 of 3.
And that's read. It says read, but
Describe tab 2 of 3.
the second one is describe.
More tab 3 of 3.
Those are the three tabs, and they're always there. I'm going to go to more.
More tab 3 of 3. Selected
All right.
more tab 3 of 3.
In the more, here is where they have everything else set the way it was before, where your channel,
Channel product adjustable.
and there's product that you swipe up.
Person. Currency. Find my things preview. World preview.
World is what that's saying, world.
Color. Black. Light.
And that's light detecting. That's the areas where it works as it did before. I won't go through the in the light, it just detects the light for you, the color. It just you point the camera, it automatically detects the color. The world, I think it just describes what's around you.
Find my things preview.
Now, find my things. You can train it to learn what an object is. And then when you lose that object, you can have it find your object for you. I don't know about you, but I'm always losing my stupid remote for my TV. So put it down on the table here.
Find my things preview.
Now, that's a preview. All right. So on the screen, we have
My objects dimmed button.
so this is my objects dim, but because I don't have any.
Red tab 1 of 3.
Okay.
Describe tab 2 of 3.
There are my tabs.
Menu button. Quick help. Teach new object button.
Teach new object. What I did was I just went to the top and started flicking right. Teach new object. I double tap it.
Back button. Text field is editing. Enter object name. Insertion point at start. G T R R E E N November M O O T T R E E
All right, there we go. We got a remote.
R Romeo. Text field is editing. Remote character Q. Quick text field is editing. Remote character done button.
So what I did was I entered in the word remote and then I went to done.
Teach new object heading. Teach Seeing AI to recognize a personal object.
And I'm just flicking right.
Bing. Seeing AI will need to see your personal object in 4 different settings.
I'm sorry, I was going to ask you when you
Yes.
went to do find object or whatever that said, was that in the menu or under more or?
All right. I went to on the screen of Find My Things,
Yeah.
there was a button that said Enter New Object.
Oh, okay. So you double
So when
tapped
I
on Find
double
My
tapped on
Things.
Enter New Object, then it allowed me to put in the name of the remote.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do this on another presentation on this piece, finding the objects, because I have an iPad here and I have a speaker here, so I don't think it's gonna do it right here. So I'm gonna have to set it up and record that piece for later, if that's okay.
PM.
I've never actually done it, but I've heard a demo of it. So what happens is you put it in different views and it'll take the picture of the object. Like say it'll take a picture of the top, the side, the bottom, and so then it'll know what it is. It'll tell you, okay, I've got that side, I've got this side, and it tells you to turn it and it guides you along. And so then when you want to find the object, you go in to Find My Things and you double tap on Find My Things and it'll bring up your list of things that you've added. And then you move the camera around the room and when it finds it, it'll beep to tell you that it finds it. And as you beep and back
Back.
is always
Alert.
in
You still
the
need to record 4 videos. Are you sure you want to stop the teaching process? Stop teaching button.
All right, so we stopped
Objects you
that.
teach will appear here.
All right.
Close button.
Close. All right.
Menu button.
So now I want to go over to some of the things, some of the new things, the way it's set up. So I'm going to start with the read tab all the way on the left, on the bottom.
Red tab, 1 of 3.
And it picked up my remote. So what I have is I've got a piece of mail here, and I just one of these cardboard things you get.
NNS, a gift from Rome to you, S to you, a fee from us to you, who for welcoming us into the community. The envy have done it without your, his postcard at our dispensary on, D for 20% off your next purchase. 1+ to redeem star, 747 State Road, Dartmouth, MA, 02747, 22+4. 3 stars, auto star, star, SCH, 5-digit, 0274017, current resident, on Orchard Street, Dartmouth, MA, 02747-1948, HO, UKIC, right, so gift from us to you, K and G from low to you,
now,
19 Blade Hunt,
Dartmouth. All right, so there's two, what I did there was I just picked it up, I held it over the, over, I put the item I wanted to read on the table, I held it about 6-7 inches above the table, and it just read it. Now, it also has, there's a document alignment button. So when your document alignment button is off, you just pick the iPhone up, hold it over the item you want to read, and as you saw, it reads it like instant, what Envision would call it as instant text. It also has a document alignment button that you turn on.
Document alignment on.
Now, put the item back down. And I had trouble with this because I wasn't able to get it.
Top and right edge is not visible.
So
top and left edge is not visible.
Top left, all right.
Top and left edge is not visible.
So I move it to the left.
Top edge not visible.
Move it up.
Left edge not visible.
Move it to the left a little.
Top and left edge is not visible. Left edge not visible. Hold steady.
All right, what it did was it processed it.
Thank you for welcoming us into the Dartmouth community. We
all
couldn't
right,
have done
so,
it without Dartmouth. 02747. A gift from us to you. Page 101. Heading.
So what it did was it just presented it on the screen. So if I do a two-finger swipe down.
Page 101. Heading. Add page. Button. More. Button. A gift from us to you. 747 State Road. Dartmouth. MA. 02747. Thank you for welcoming us into the Dartmouth community. We couldn't have done it without your support. Redeem this postcard at our dispensary on State Road for 20% off your next purchase. Star must be 21+ to redeem star. PRSRTSDEU. S. Postage paid Providence. RI permit no. 607. 22 star star auto star star SCH 5 digit. 02740-1758. Apotho Therapeutics. Current resident 1 Orchard St. Dartmouth. MA. 02747-1948. ApolloTherapeutics.com. Contact information. Landmark. Play. Button. Share. Button. Ask Seeing AI. Button.
Now, you can also tap the play button and it'll play it in a woman's voice that you'll hear in a bit, but that's basically the two things that the read will do for you. I gotta go back.
A gift from us, you back button.
To close that.
Back, menu, button.
When I go to the top right edge, I go to the top right area of the screen and it says back, and then it says menu. The reason it says menu is because the menu button replaces the back button. And the, remember I told you the menu button is always there, the help
button. Top and left edge is not visible.
The top left is menu and the top right is help.
Selected, describe, tab, 2 of 3.
Now the nice thing about this is too, is the three tabs are on the bottom. They're about an inch from the bottom. Left is read, middle is describe, and the third one across is more. On describe, you can describe a number of things. For example, I'll just start at the top here.
Cameron, browse photos, button, quick help, button, menu, button.
All right, so I'm at my menu. Remember I told you that's always at the top left. So if I swipe right.
Quick help, button.
I got up to the right.
Browse photos, button.
Now, what can happen in browse photos, you can browse your photos and your videos, and it can describe them for you. All right, that's one of the things described those.
Take picture, button.
Then you can do a take picture.
Face recognition, button.
And there's face recognition.
Switch to front camera, button.
and you can change the camera.
Red, tab, 1 of 3.
Now it brings you back to your tabs, and I'll
switch
go
the front
back.
Face recognition with take picture button.
And I'll go back and show you a take picture. As it's going to describe my living room, as messy as it is.
Tom chairs a wooden side table with a brass lamp on top. The lamp has a cylindrical shape and is positioned in front of the window with blinds. The window spans the width of the image and is situated above a baseboard heater.
Then what you don't realize, though, is that there's more here. So I'm going to go up to the top.
Back button.
And I'm going to do a two-finger swipe down.
Feedback button. The image depicts a living room setting. On the left side, there is a plush armchair with a red and white blanket draped over the back. Next to the armchair is a wooden-sized table with a brass lamp on top. The lamp has a cylindrical shade and is positioned in front of the window with blinds. The window spans the width of the image and is situated above a baseboard heater. To the right of the side table, there is a tall cat tree with multiple levels and platforms positioned near the window. The cat tree has a circular bed at the top and several scratching posts. In the foreground, a wooden coffee table is partially visible. On the table, there are various items, including a plastic bag and some small objects that resemble toys. A power strip with a black cord is visible on the floor, running from the side table towards the cat tree. The floor is carpeted, and there are some visible marks or stains on the carpet. A framed picture is hung on the wall above the armchair. Ask Seeing AI button, save photo button, explore photo button, share button.
Well, now it told me I need to get my carpets clean. Thank you very much. But that's a very accurate description of my living room. It didn't get the left corner where the TV is, but and it didn't get the right corner, but it got exactly what I took the picture of. All right.
There's a place that says ask Seeing AI. What does that do?
Oh, you can go back in there. I can double tap that, and then I can ask another question about the picture that
okay.
It gave me the answer to. Well, what happens is it opens up the typing keyboard, and it also has a dictate button in there on the bottom near the space bar. You can double tap it to dictate, and then you just double tap, I think it's a send button, and it sends it back to the Seeing AI, and it still has the picture. And so you can ask questions about the picture that it took.
Have you compared this with, say, the Be My AI? Do you find one more accurate than another?
I haven't gone, like, take one and compare the other. I haven't lately. I know I would say that it used to be that being an AI was better than this, but I think with this version, they might be pretty equivalent. All right, so I'm going to always go back again.
Button.
Because it's got the information on the screen.
Back button. Back menu button.
All right, so now I'm going to go into view photos or browse photos.
Browse photos button.
Double tap that.
In progress. Back button.
Now it's going to bring up all my photos and it's going to give them to me by date. And
photo, May 2024.
Hang on. Let me...
Screenshot, January 2024. Screenshot. A cat is positioned. Video, October 2023. A cat is positioned on a multi-level cat tree, which is situated indoors near a window with horizontal blinds. The cat is lying on the second level from the top, with its body stretched out and its head facing towards the window. The cat's tail is extended along the platform, and its front paws are resting on the edge. The cat tree has a hanging ball toy attached to one of the levels. Outside the window, tree branches are visible, indicating an outdoor setting with foliage. The window is covered with blinds that are partially open, allowing a view of the outside. The cat tree is placed adjacent to a curtain that is drawn to the side. Dartmouth, MA, April 2023.
That was one I did last night. I did a picture of it. It was a video a friend of mine took of my kitty cat. And that was also, I had drapes here, which I have new windows and new blinds and no drapes at this point. Let me see.
Photo, April 2023. Photo, April 2023.
All right. So this is another picture my friend took. I'm going to double tap it. And it's going to be of my cat, I think. All right, so since it's quiet, it put it on my screen. I go up to the top.
Dynamic island, empty, back button.
Do two fingers, swipe down.
Back button, expand button, Dartmouth, MA, April 2023. A cat is positioned on a piece of furniture, which is covered with a bed fabric. The cat is standing on its hind legs, with its front paws placed on a wooden platform at the top of a vertical scratching post. The scratching post is wrapped in a light-colored material. The cat is focused on small pieces of food or treats scattered on the wooden platform. Behind the cat, there is a floral patterned ottoman with a woven mat on top. In the background, a window with curtains is partially visible, and to the right, there is a lamp with a beige lampshade. A framed picture or mirror is partially visible on the wall. Ask Seeing AI button, share button, reanalyze button, delete button, explore photo button.
Now, that's the other thing is since I read the whole thing, I read the menus at the bottom. There's also delete. So this is one way you can go through your photos and decide which ones you want to keep, which ones you don't.
Back button.
So Margaret, now that analyze that and you go back, you're just going through browsing your things, that description will show up now.
Yes, that description will show up now each
as
time.
You go through. Oh,
as I go through.
That is cool.
Back button.
I did not
back
know that
button.
Was going to happen, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Photo, April 2000. Photo, video, April 2023. A tabby cat with long fur is video. A tabby cat with long fur is positioned on a cat tree, which is covered in a soft, fluff material. The cat is facing forward, with its body slightly angled to the left. It has a collar with a tag hanging from it, which contains text that is partially visible. The cat's ears are upright, and its eyes are open, looking slightly downward. Behind the cat, there is a window with horizontal blinds, through which an outdoor scene with trees and grass is visible. The cat tree is situated close to the window, allowing the cat to be near the natural light coming through. Dartmouth, MA, April 2023. Video, April 2023.
Let me try the video. I don't think that's the same one, but let's see what happens. Double tap.
Video, April 2023.
So now it's analyzing it.
Describe button.
No, I have to double. Swipe right once. It gets to describe. Double tap.
Yep. Okay. And this is analyzing the entire video.
Well, no, it's going to do piece by piece.
Oh.
Take a while to analyze the whole video.
The cat is lounging on a multi-level cat tree inside a room. The cat appears relaxed and is lying down on one of the platforms, with its paws hanging over the edge. The background shows a window with blinds, suggesting the cat is indoors.
And that's the whole description of the video that my friend took a while back.
Oh, okay.
Back button.
Is there any way to name the videos, like, or the photos?
I don't know. All right, here's another video. I don't know what it is.
Video, July 2022. Describe button. Describe.
I have a 15 Pro, iPhone 15 Pro.
A fluffy tabby kitten with distinctive stripes is lying on a soft surface.
That one wasn't a very long video. So the point here is too is they're not at the point where we can take say a video on YouTube, you know, it's gonna last 20 minutes. We're not at a point where we can do that because this video was probably only, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds long.
Right.
But that's where we are.
This is putting that description. Is it actually going into your camera roll?
It's putting it somewhere. I think it's putting it in the Seeing AI app.
Okay. Because I was wondering if it was going in the camera roll, could you ask Siri to find pictures of the cat, say, you know.
I don't know the answer to that question, but I will try to figure that out. But
yeah, okay.
Let me get out of this for the moment here.
Back button.
So you have a feel for
July 2022. Back button. Back button. Video,
tell,
July 2022.
As you can tell, I got a lot of pictures of my kitty cat.
Screenshot, July 2022. A tabby cat with long foot. Back button. Back button. Back button. Two back button. Photo, July 2002, 45. Back button. Back. Seeing AI menu
All
button.
Right. So now I've got the back, finally got back to Seeing AI menu.
More, tab, 3 of 3.
We did more.
Selected, describe, tab, 2 of 3. Take picture button.
We did
Face
take
recognition
picture.
button.
Oh.
Switch to front camera button. Red tab. 1 of 3.
All right. The other thing that's done under more, this is pretty much all that's done under this. I haven't done face recognition. I haven't really played with it.
Take picture button. Face recognition button.
Face recognition.
Take picture. Recognize new person.
It'd say recognize new person. I double tap.
Take picture. Dimmed. No faces found in that picture.
I'm holding it up to me. Oh,
0/3 photos taken. Take picture button. 0/3 photos taken.
Oh, what happened?
One face near. One face near bottom. One face near. One face near right edge. 1 foot away. One face near bottom right. 1 foot away.
Oh, it knows to
zero
use,
faces.
It knows to use the front face camera. That's the trouble. I was using
one face near bottom right. 1 foot away. Take picture dimmed.
And I just double tap. Take
picture. One face near bottom right. 2 feet away.
And
one face near bottom edge. 2 feet. 0 faces. One face near bottom. One face near bottom edge. Switch to back camera button. One face near bottom edge. Switch to back. 0 face. Take picture. One face. Zero. 1 0 1 0. Discard first photo. 1 face. 1 0 faces. 1 1 0 face. 0 faces. 1 face. 1 face. 0 faces.
All right.
App switcher. One face. Seeing AI. Close button.
Okay. The trouble I'm having with this one is it's giving me the description so fast that I can't move the camera and take the picture at the same time. It's going to take a lot of practice to get the face recognition to work.
And you're doing this on an iPad?
No, I'm doing this on an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
The iPad is actually what I'm using to get into Zoom with. So the what I'm doing is I'm sitting on my couch here with one of these wooden TV tables, and I've got the iPad, I've got a speaker, and I've got the iPhone in my left hand. The iPhone,
okay.
iPad is sitting on the table on the right side of the TV tray in front of me. One other thing that Seeing AI does under more, it does currency recognition. You can choose the currency you want. So I go to more.
More tab, 3 of 3. Selected, more tab, 3 of 3.
Now, this is the one where you have to use your channel to swipe up with one finger from the bottom.
Mike. Channel, describe, channel, product, adjustable.
Oh yeah, we can do product too.
Person. Find my things, preview. World, preview. Color, brown, light.
Where
currency.
Was this? Oh, here we go, currency. Mm-hmm. And I get currency. And I just hold it up behind the camera, on straight, and it was folded.
$5.
Now,
$5.
You heard it crinkle, and
yeah.
That was in my hand, just holding it up. So I have it in my hand to the left of the phone. Now it's in front of the
$5.
Now
so
it's
$5.
It's quick. It's
pretty fast. Yeah.
Quick.
Yep.
It's very fast.
And it'll do it. It doesn't matter what orientation it is.
Let's see.
It doesn't matter. You have to move it completely far from
landscape. $5.
Yeah, further away. Yeah.
It found it. I had to put it on the table. It kept curving on me. Yeah, no, so it doesn't matter. Now the other thing I've had trouble is you can do a barcode. You have to really know
Product.
For the product, it's looking for a barcode. And let me go back to currency for a second. There's a button there that tells me that I was in U.S. English. And so you press that button and then you can go to other currencies. I have some crackers here. So I'm going to hold it above the crackers. And I know the barcode's on the bottom, so that I don't want to waste your time as I say this. And now it's not finding them. Found them last night.
I have not had as good luck.
No,
with
I have not. That's the other problem
yeah.
that I have.
Yep. The older versions seem to do a better job finding and stuff. And I've done it with cans, and usually cans are pretty easy to do.
I had a can of Campbell's soup, and I had no luck with it at all.
Yep, exactly. And I used to do it pretty fast.
Yep. So now it's not even finding. It's not even. Oh.
There it goes.
All right. You're going to tell me what it is?
Keebler, Townhouse, Snack Crackers, Light and Buttery, Original, 13.8 ounce box.
It told me on the screen that was displayed on the screen. But I had to know exactly how to hold it. And that took, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of experimentation. Also, the card that I was reading that came in the mail, that was the, I think it was like a cannabis or pot dispensary. And I didn't realize that when I picked it up, but I held the barcode thing over it and it said it had a code similar to a barcode, but it couldn't tell what it was. I don't
Close
know.
Button.
Close.
Menu button.
And we're back to menu.
Describe. Tab. Selected. More. Tab. 3-3. Channel. Product. Adjustable. Person. Currency. World preview.
World preview. It's not describing. Tell me what it does.
I will tell you what it does. When you put it on that, and let's say you're sitting in a room, and you move your phone to along the your room, it will say window, wall.
Oh yeah, it's finding the windows and the walls. Okay, great.
TV. I will tell you what's in front of you. What do you see? And
right. Okay.
Chair, window.
Oh, it got chair, window.
Cell phone, chair.
That was a different voice.
Yes, that's a different, that's its own, yeah. Its own voice, yeah. Some of the longer videos, it would give me that voice. Also, there's play buttons on some of the things too. And the play voice is the, it's like the Jaws grandma voice or something.
Cell phone.
Bell phone?
Chair.
Oh, it's seeing the chair across the room. I'm aiming at the cat tree. Which it doesn't seem to find. Chair. It found the other chair in the room.
Chair.
I think that's all I have.
Margaret,
Very
why don't
good.
You
Thank
show
you so
them
much,
what
Margaret.
Happens if you don't go into that menu and you just open up the app?
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah. Okay. Hang on. It got itself stuck, which is good because now I'll say open Sing AI.
Top and left edge is not visible.
What it does, it defaults to read. I had the orientation button on, so we'll turn
Take
it
picture
off.
Button. Take picture button. Document alignment on button.
Yeah, I had
it sticks.
It on.
Okay. Yeah, it sticks.
And that's
okay.
A double tap to turn it off.
Document alignment off.
So what's here?
Menu button.
And I'll double tap the menu so you get a feel for what's in here.
Close button. Browse photos button. Help button. Feedback button. Settings button. What's new button. About button. About what's new button. Settings button.
Settings.
Back button. Reorder channels button. Manage lighting. Switch button. On. Seeing AI will automatically adjust the camera flash and torch based on lighting conditions. Speech. Heading. Select voice button. Speech rate 50%. Adjust speech for announcements. Visit browse photos. Heading. Show news photos first. Switch button. On. Show news photos first. Switch button. On.
I don't know what that means.
Back button. Back.
Now I'll go over to quick
2:59.
Help.
Yeah, can. Quick help. 70% quick help. Can. Red heading. This tab assists with reading text in the environment around you, as well as in printed documents. Hold the camera over some text to have it automatically read to you. As new text comes into view, it will also be read out loud. While reading out loud, Seeing AI may start again from the beginning if the camera captures a clear image of the text. Tap the take picture button to capture an image of the text and have Seeing AI recognize it with greater accuracy. After the text has been recognized, you can use voiceover commands to navigate it or tap the play button to have the text read aloud with synchronized word highlighting. Use the add button to scan more pages. In addition to having the text read from beginning to end, you can ask Seeing AI questions about the document. Tap Ask Seeing AI and type slash dictate your question. Note that answers are AI generated, so mistakes are possible. To help us improve this, please send us your feedback.
All right, so as you can tell, that's the help screen for the read. If I go back.
Return to Siri. Button. Status bar item. Red. Heading. Done. Button.
Oh, I had it done.
Menu. Button.
All right. So.
Selected. Red. Flex. Describe. Tab. PHSH7A. Describe. Tab. 2 of 3. Selected. Describe. Tab. 2 of 3.
I go over to quick help.
70% battery power. Quick help. Button. This tab features the latest artificial intelligence for describing the environment, including the photos you take or media saved on your device. You can also ask follow-up questions to get more details. This work is still experimental, so please use caution. You can also explore elements within a photo. After tapping Explore, objects will be announced as you move your finger over the screen. On the main screen, you will hear the position of detected faces, which can be helpful for centering a person in the camera's view when taking a photo. If you taught the app to recognize a particular person, their name will be announced when they come into view. You can teach Seeing AI to recognize someone by selecting the face recognition button.
I didn't demonstrate the wandering around a photo, but it is pretty cool. I did try it last night. And
describe, heading, done, button. Menu, button.
Now the menu stays the same.
More, tab, three. Selected, more, tab, three. Quick help, button. Seeing AI can recognize products based on various types of codes printed on the packaging, including barcodes. These are the most common type of product code and may be found on the back or bottom of a container.
The reason that was there, because it's defaulted, it defaulted to product, which is a was the last thing I think I was in.
Thank you very
good
much.
Job,
yeah, excellent.
Oh, you're welcome.
Excellent.
Anytime.
I use this app every day. I read my mail. I read every text. I read when I go shopping. A good, very good thing. You can copy the text when you take a when you're reading. You can copy the text and paste it somewhere else. Also, if you have a link to website, you can just hit that link and go to that website. And also, if you have a phone number, let's say you're reading a document, say call this customer service, blah blah blah. You hit that phone number, it calls the
neat.